and he never minded that. But you cannot have this kind of discussion with the Taliban commander, because they will not allow disagreement with them. First two interviews were conducted comparatively in a normal situation. Before and after that interview, there was massive US bombing in Kabul. And there was a stage when I realized that I may be not able to go back alive back to my country, because I was watching the dance of the death around me everywhere. Even after the interview, I was not very excited, because I was not very hopeful that I will go back alive, because there was bombing everywhere. But fortunately, it was my luck that I came back alive. I think that politics is a very sacred thing. You can help people through good politics, and you can destroy your people through bad politics. In Pakistan, lot of people, they say that politicians are not good people, they are hypocrites, they are liars. But whenever I come in this makeup room and I see in the mirror, I always promise with me that this mirror is just a deception. This is not truth, because I am making some creams and other things. So I don't feel comfortable when I do my show in the studio. I feel more comfortable when I do my show on the road or outside the studio, in some mountain area or in some street or in some market. When I talk to the people in my original form, then I feel more comfortable. But when I go to the studio after some makeup, it don't make comfortable, because it's some artificiality. हमारा प्रोग्राम है कैपिटल टॉक, ये डॉक्टर मुफ्ती सरफराज नईमी साहब के बारे में है। डॉक्टर मुफ्ती सरफराज नईमी को थोड़े ही दिन पहले लाहौर में एक खुदकुश हमले में उनको शहीद किया गया। जुमे की नमाज के फौरन बाद उनको वहाँ पे शहीद किया गया। तो डॉक्टर मुफ्ती सरफराज नईमी साहब जो हैं, वो पाकिस्तान के अंदर खुदकुश हमलों के बहुत मुखालफत करते थे, अमरीकी पॉलिसियों के भी मुखालफ थे। थोड़े दिन पहले वो हमारे शो में उन्होंने शिरकत की थी, और उसमें उन्होंने अपने ख्यालात का इजहार किया था। उन्होंने कहा था कि पाकिस्तान के अंदर खुदकुश हमले हराम हैं। उन्होंने जो अमेरिका की इस खत्ते में पॉलिसियां थी, उनकी भी मजम्मत की थी, और उन्होंने कहा था कि अमेरिका जो है वो पाकिस्तान में जानबूझकर इंतशार पैदा कर रहा है, कुछ लोगों को इस्तेमाल कर रहा है ताकि इस खत्ते में गड़बड़ पैदा की जाए। और
इसी वजह से उनको शहीद किया गया। तो आज का जो प्रोग्राम है ये डॉक्टर मुफ्ती सरफराज नईमी साहब के की याद में किया जा रहा है। हम पुराने प्रोग्राम के क्लिप्स भी इसमें दिखाएंगे और जो हमने आज अपने मेहमान बुलाए हैं वो इनके बारे में बात करेंगे और हम उन्हें खराज तहसीन पेश करेंगे। अब हम आपकी खिदमत में शहीद इस्लाम, जैसा कि मुफ्ती मुनीबुर रहमान साहब ने कहा, शहीद नामूस रसालत जनाब मुफ्ती डॉक्टर मोहम्मद सरफराज नईमी साहब के साथ हमने कुछ अर्सा पहले गुफ्तगू की थी। उस गुफ्तगू का कुछ हिस्सा आपकी खिदमत में पेश करते हैं ताकि आपको समझ आ सके कि उनका असल में मौक़िफ़ क्या था, और फिर उस मौक़िफ़ को सामने रखकर हम अपनी गुफ्तगू को आगे बढ़ाएंगे। बुनियादों पर आपने खुदकुश हमलों को पाकिस्तान के अंदर हराम करार दिया।
ये हमले खुदकुश अगरचे आज से नहीं, कई सालों से ये जारी हैं।
This is not a new game. This is a centuries old game to use Muslims against the Muslims. The Americans are using this old formula which was introduced in this region by the British. The British used Lawrence of Arabia. Lawrence of Arabia divided the Middle East and he started using Muslims against the Muslims. So today the Americans are trying to use Pakistan and Afghanistan, they are trying to use Pakistan against Iran. And I tell you one thing, I am an eyewitness. In 1998, the Americans contacted Taliban. The Taliban ambassador in Pakistan told me this thing. Americans contacted Taliban and they said that if the Taliban in Afghanistan are ready to fight against China, and they are ready to provide training facilities to the Chinese Muslims to fight in the Xinjiang province, the Americans offered Taliban full support. But at that time, Pakistan asked Taliban not to fight against China because China and Pakistan are very close friends. But America was trying to use Taliban against China so that Pakistan and China should develop some kind of enmity. And then in those days, America was trying to use Pakistan and Taliban against Iran. So this is an old American policy to use Muslim against the Muslims. And today, they are using Pakistani Muslims against Pakistani army. And Muslims all over the world should learn a lesson from this dirty American strategy. I remember Nasirullah Babar, the former interior minister of Pakistan, he told me that Robert Oakley gave 50 crore rupees to Nasirullah Babar and he gave those 50 crore rupees to Taliban movement. So that was American money. At that time, ISI was not there. When Taliban captured some more area, then the government of Pakistan gave instructions to ISI that now you should also support Taliban. So that's how Taliban movement was started. It was actually created by the American money and then supported by ISI. I think that the Americans are using dollars everywhere, not only in Pakistan. Americans are trying to destabilize the whole region. and they are using their dollars not on, only in Pakistan, they are using their dollars in Afghanistan and also in Iran. So this whole region is the victim of American dollars.
From India. So this is an educational society, Jodhpur, India. This is Maharishi Samman Award 2005 presented to Hamid Mir, GeoTV Pakistan. So I got this award from India also. And then you can see this National Youth Award 2003. I was given this award in 2003. This is the award given to me by the National Accountability Bureau, because I wrote a lot of articles against corruption. So Parvez Musharraf was in power when I received this award. And after receiving this award, after a few months, he banned me. First of all, he gave me award and then he banned me. No, these awards are not very important for me. I am not doing my job for these awards. This is the love and respect which is given to me by some people, but the essence of my job is more important for me. The inner satisfaction is more important. If my viewers and my readers, they are satisfied, then I am happy. And if my viewers and my readers and the common man is not happy, he's angry with me and only the government is happy with me, and the government is giving me these awards, then I have no importance for these awards. So that's why most of these awards, they are not from the governments. They are from the educational institutions, from the universities, and from different educational societies. Usually I don't accept awards from the government, because I know that most of the people in this country, they are always unhappy with the government. And if I will receive an award from the government, the people will be unhappy.
Thanks a lot.
रास्ते में सबसे अट्रैक्टिव चीज़ यह है कि अगर रास्ते में कोई पुलिस का नाका ना हो तो बड़ी खुशी होती है, आप दफ्तर जल्दी पहुंच जाते हैं. लेकिन अगर पुलिस के नाके लगे हों तो फिर थोड़ी सी झुंझलाहट होती है. और उसके अलावा ये जो इस पुल पे जो फूल हैं, ये फूल देख के बड़ी खुशी.